The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 413-728-9380. 413-728-9380, or visit politicalbombshow.cf, politicalbombshow.cf. While you're there, you can leave a message on our message board. So, at least once a week, I have to do the news. I was really trying to avoid the news and talk about completely different subjects, but you have to do the news. You can't just glaze over and not do the news. You have to do the news. So, here I am, doing the news.
You are fake news.
Yes, my friends, fake news. And this time it's not CNN. It's ABC. Siren malfunction. Apparently, ABC had to apologize for a graphic declaring Manafort pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Fake news. It was a lie. We're used to this now. They wrote this on their Twitter account. It said, statement from ABC News, we regret and apologize for the false lore graphic. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. We're investigating. I wonder how it happened. Yeah. Fake news is how it happened. It's ridiculous. It happens so often now. When I read or see something that's fake, I don't even get surprised or shocked anymore because it's expected. It's expected. So yeah, ABC falsely report Manafort guilty manslaughter. I'm not surprised by that at all. Not in the least bit. So I'm more excited about tomorrow. I love the wildlife and especially wild animals, and I don't know, I have mixed feelings about zoos, but sometimes zoos have to be the place that keeps the generation alive. Like if let's say buffaloes are dying, you put them in a habitat or a zoo, and then you save them. So anyway, I'll be going to the Bronx Zoo tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that. Obviously, I can't see everything in one day, so I'm just going to go straight to the parts I know and I love, like the Congo, I forgot what they call it, where the apes are. They are so hilarious. They're funny. So anyway, I got it mapped out, and I will be going down there and not thinking about the fake news. So, yeah. Let's see, what else we got in the fake news? Well, not fake news, just news. News is just not anything that you want to hear. It's just nothing. I mean, it's just Trump, love him, hate him, love him. No in between. Love and hate. The media have a love and hate affair going on with the president. That's how it is. I don't know if it was the same with Obama. I don't think it was. But okay, so you have a manhunt on the way. A PA man accused of threatening to kill the president. Let's see what this is about here. Let's see who this idiot is. Let's see. So, you have a manhunt on the way. And let's see what the story says here. It's in Pittsburgh. U.S. Marshals are searching for a central Pennsylvania man accused of threatening the president. Let's see, what was his threats? Blah, blah, blah. The monsters are looking for 26-year-old Sean Christie of McAdoo, Pennsylvania. Let's see. Authorities say that he should be considered armed and dangerous. I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like a psycho. He looks psychotic. He really does. If you if you have Twitter, if you look at Jessica Albert, look on her feed. She has a picture of the 26-year-old guy. This is just unbelievable. This is all they have, just a $5,000 reward for this guy. That's it. You threaten the president and it's a $5,000 reward and you're armed and dangerous. If this was Obama, I bet it would be $1 million. Anyway. Yeah, that's, that guy's a psycho. He looks psycho. Let's see what else we got. This story is stupid. I don't even believe it. It says, cop stops traffic so rattlesnake can cross in a busy intersection. Now, I love animals as much as the other guy, but, I mean, really, for a rattlesnake, you're going to stop traffic? Let's see, where was this? Virginia. A Virginia police diverting traffic to allow it's an endangered timber rattlesnake. Well, that makes a difference. Why don't you just pick it up with your hand? whatever. Okay. Yeah. Go, cop, go. I don't know that I would have stopped a busy intersection for one rattlesnake because it's endangered. I don't think I would do it. Just turn your back the other way. You didn't see it. Let's see. New York City trying to fix massive plumbing leak. 55 stories underground. Let's see. That sounds interesting. Let's see what's going on there. Let's see. It's 55 stories underground. That's a huge, huge, huge leak. And let's see, the hard hat workers are toiling deep underground. Well, yeah, we don't want to hear about that. Let's see, I'm only going to read stuff that I'm interested in, because if I read something that I'm not interested in, then it'll bore you, and because I'm bored. So let's see, let's just glaze over some of this stuff and see what I am interested in. Now profit has blah blah blah. I don't care. Let's see. U.S. steps up protection from asteroids, comets. This sounds interesting. Let's see what's going on here. U.S. stepping up Earth protection from asteroids, comets. So let's see. Let's see, how are they stepping it up? It says here that the U.S. government is stepping up efforts to protect the planet from incoming asteroids that could wipe out the entire region. Maybe this would wipe out California. Just kidding. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You can find these things online if you're interested, if you want to read the whole thing. I'm just giving you a snapshot. Because I don't want to bore you with the long details. Let's see here. Oh, here's one if you're a beer drinker in Europe. Beer may lack fizz in Europe amid carbon dioxide shortage. Let's read this. Oh, boy. How ironic. How ironic. Look at you should see the picture that they have with the story. You have men just going crazy. No beer at this time of year. Yeah, that could make you really mad. Like right now, as I'm sitting here, I'm drinking. When I went deep sea fishing in New Hampshire, they make some great IPA. If you're into beer, and you would know what IPA is, but it has this one called River Walk Brewing Company, and their IPA is so delicious. You know, I stopped drinking beer for the longest. I stopped drinking carbonated stuff altogether. But when I went to New Hampshire last week, I just had to. I couldn't resist because they make the best beer up there. So anyway, if you're in New Hampshire and you're a beer drinker, check out River Walk Brewing Company. In fact, I'm going to take a sip, which is very unprofessional, but I'm going to do it anyway. Refreshing. On that note, I'll be right back.
I'm here today to address a serious issue called gravity. It affects animals, children, and even senior citizens. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of innocent people being injured and killed by this horrible law, and it's about time that we make a change. So I went out to protest in the streets to spread awareness to the people and let them know about this horrible danger.
All of your cracked iPhones and tablets are from gravity. Change the law. Stop gravity.
So if you could change gravity, you would take it away, right?
I'd be gone, man.
It causes 100% of slip and falls.
It's terrible, man. It's always pulling you down. Just from the phone, the ground, and then you just ride the bump, you know?
You know 100% of plane crashes were caused by gravity? It gets gravity. Spreading the awareness. Down with gravity. Gravity is bad.
What? Stop gravity? This is how you look when you complain about things you can't change. Seems silly, doesn't it? Because, as you know, gravity has many benefits. It helps create hydroelectricity, we use it for our favorite sports, and it stops our belongings from floating away into space, which is cool. But you can't see the positive when you're focused on the negative. Look, some things you just can't change, like the past, getting older, or death. But time is too precious to spend it complaining about those kinds of things. My point is, if you can't change the problem, change your perspective on it. Change your attitude, your words, your habits. Change yourself and you'll change the world around you.
I feel like you're trying to get out of bounds.
I go hard. I go hard, hard. If I was off, I would not have gotten this far. I go hard. I go hard.
Mr. Trump, some have suggested that you refuse to release your tax returns because of your extreme privacy concerning your hobbies.
Yes.
So, can you confirm or deny this list of personal pastimes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fingerboarding.
I go hard.
Minecraft.
I go hard.
Podiatry.
I go hard.
Hacky sack.
I go hard.
Balloon animal.
I go hard.
Breeding cats.
I go hard.
CrossFit.
Waste of time.
Coloring.
I go hard.
Doing Zumba.
I go hard.
Water polo.
I go hard.
Playing.
Of time.
While you're sequencing the entire human genome.
Waste of time. Waste of time.
Cytosine.
Waste of time.
Guanine.
Waste of time.
Adenine.
Waste of time.
Thymine.
Waste of time.
All the memes.
Waste of time.
Welcome back to Political Bombs Show. You're listening to the news of the week. Rayshawn Blyden, politicalbombshow.cf. 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380. While you're at politicalbombshow.cf, you can leave a message on our message board and tell us what you think. All right, so let's get back to some news of the week. And like I said, I'm not going to read stories that I'm not interested in. I don't want to bore you. I mean, we can all go online on our favorite news feeds and look at the news for ourselves, like the Drudge Report. That's one of my favorite places to go. So let's see here. What else do we got here? Fox agrees to hire Disney bid. Let's see what's going on with this. I'm into the Marvel comics and the whole Marvel universe and comic book stories. I mean comic book video, comic book movies. What's wrong with me today? A little bit too much beer there, Ray? No, I'm not drunk. Okay, so 21st Century Fox agrees to hire offer from Disney. Good, because they were going to go with Comcast, which would have sucked. Because basically, if you're into this stuff like I am, with Marvel, if they have, with Disney, they already have Marvel. So if they get the Fox, it will be some epic movies where you could theoretically have Deadpool being one of the Avengers, or you could have some of the X-Men being in that movie. So it can be really good. So I'm glad that Disney paid more cash and Fox decided to stay with them. Yeah, Comcast, you suck, you guys. The only reason I use your internet because no one else is fast around here right now. But I got rid of their cable. They finally stopped harassing me from trying to get their cable. I used PlayStation View. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, but anyway, you can look it up if you're interested. Basically, it's streaming, like streaming cable, streaming all the different channels. My only downside sometimes is like with PlayStation View, for instance, like when I watched the first two games of the basketball, the NBA Finals, it wasn't on any of the stations. I had to actually install the app for, was it ABC? No, not ABC, because ABC didn't work either. ESPN, and that was the only way I was able to watch the game. So there's certain times where that happens, and it's really frustrating. I'm not even sure how pay-per-view works, that it even has pay-per-view, because I haven't really tried to get a pay-per-view, but I'm going to say it doesn't have a pay-per-view. So if you're big on pay-per-view, I would not go this route of PlayStation View, because I don't think that I've ever seen a pay-per-view with PlayStation View. In fact, the last time I had a pay-per-view was when I had DirecTV, the satellite dish. So that's something that actually I'm going to have to call or email them and ask them what do they do about pay-per-view and if it's coming. Because there's certain things that, since it's a streaming service, certain channels and companies won't allow their content to be streamed. So that's the downside to going this route. So, yeah, it's really up to the individual. I mean, if pay-per-view is very super important to you, then obviously you're not going to want to go this route. And I've never really watched pay-per-view. I'm not a big pay-per-view person, so it was a no-brainer for me. I saved money, and I never really watched pay-per-view. I get the three movie channels, which I barely ever watch still anyway, but I'm paying like triple less than I was paying with Comcast and with DirecTV, double less. So anyway, straight off course here. Let's see what else we have in the news here. Burger King rescinds offer for women impregnated by World Cup players. What is this? This sounds interesting. I didn't know about this. Let's see. Burger King says sorry for Russian World Cup pregnancy ad. Oh, what kind of ad? Did anyone else see that ad? Because I didn't see the ad. I haven't been watching the World Cup, but let's read the story. This sounds intriguing to me. Let's see here. Burger King. I wish I could find the ad so I could take a look at it and give my opinion if it was offensive or not. Let's see. But this is a story from Moscow. It says, Burger King says it's sorry for offering a lifetime supply of Whoppers to a Russian women who get pregnant from the World Cup player. That's kind of, wow. So basically, they put a commercial out saying that whatever Russian woman gets pregnant by a World Cup player, that they will have free Whoppers for life. That's kind of funny. I mean, it's kind of stupid. I don't really see why they put it out. It makes no sense to me, but okay, I get it. The fast food company posted a Russian language statement on the local network, and they apologized, basically, saying that it was too offensive. Yeah, I don't know why they even made this. Whoever was is in the marketing department of Burger King should be fired. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. Why would you even do such an ad? It's stupid. Not only offensive, but it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's kind of idiotic. Makes no sense. Let's see what else we got here. In Charleston, South Carolina, apologizes for slavery after heated debate. Let's see what they're apologizing for here. Let's see here. He says, because of the atrocities of the past, Charlton officially apologized for slavery. See, this is the thing that really irritates me. You know, America fixed its wrong. We don't have slavery legally anymore. So, I don't know why they feel the need to apologize for this. They're just keeping it alive. Just shut up already. Shut the hell up. Jeez, you people are just pathetically dumb. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's see. This one catches my attention because I don't use Facebook anymore because they always block my content. And let's read this story. This story sounds interesting. It says here, Facebook will harass you mercilessly if you try to what? Come on, remind me later, stupid ads. Facebook will harass you mercilessly if you try to break up. It's true. It is so true. Someone else, it's so true. They were harassing me. They're still doing it to me because I don't want no part of them. They even send me text messages. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're sending me text messages harassing me. This is so true. This shouldn't be. This isn't right. Let's read the story. Yeah, this one affects me because they're doing it to me. Let's see. Breaking up with Facebook is apparently as difficult as breaking up with a bad boyfriend or girlfriend. Hallelujah. It's so true. It's true. They're not lying because I've experienced this myself. It's true. But let me go on here. It's as bad as breaking up with a boyfriend or girlfriend who won't accept your decision. It's true. And let's see, someone named Henry Graber of Slate had what he had when he stopped signing on. He stopped logging in on June 6th and stayed off Facebook for 10 days. He had been a member for 10 years. And this was the longest period that he remained off the social network. But Facebook didn't leave him alone. He received 17 emails, it's true. I could show you my emails if this was a camera. 17 email messages in a span of 9 days urging him to return. It's true. They're so pathetic. And I don't listen to them. In fact, one time I cussed them out. I sent a nasty, and that didn't help. They're still sending me to please come back. I don't want to go back. You treat conservatives right, maybe I'll come back. Okay, but yeah, that's a true story. So Breaking up is hard to do with Facebook, apparently. Let's see what else we got here. What else tickle my fancy? What else tickle my fancy? Tickle my fancy. Flames sweep through barn, killing 5,000 pigs. Wow. I bet the Muslims were happier because they don't like pig. Bad joke. Let's see here. 5,000 pigs killed in Fouet County. Wow, I'm looking at the fire. This looks horrible. Pass me 5,000 pills. 5,000 pills. Pigs. What am I thinking about pills? 5,000 pigs were killed in a barn fire Tuesday. Okay. Yep, that's bad. That's poor farmer. That's a lot of money. I could imagine how much money he lost with the pigs and his farm burning down. So that's a tragic story. Let's see. In Germany, left-wing violence on the rise. There's no surprise there. The stupid, what's her name? I can't even think of the stupid witch name. She's an idiot. She's like a Hitler in a skirt. She's invading her own country. Merkel, that's her name. Merkel Dirkel. What a dork. But yeah, German security officials say left-wing extremists have become more willing to use violence over the past 5 years. I wonder why. Keep letting all these illegals in and it's just chaotic. Yeah, it's no surprise, no shocker there. People don't use their head. Dumb. Dumb, stupid. Let's take a break.
REHDOWG. Escucha Radio Music. Claro Música está disponible en Argentina, Brasil, Colombia, Chile, Costa Rica, República Dominicana, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, México, Nicaragua, Panamá.
Внимание, рейдок поклонников, моя музыка теперь в звук, которая доступна в настоящее время в России, Украине, Белоруссии, Молдове, Казахстане, Кыргызстане, Таджикистане, Туркменистане.
Рейдок现在在PYRO，这是一个专为中国电子舞蹈音乐设计的全新平台。 听一些光狗创意埃尔斯特罗尼克舞蹈音乐。
Raydog Music in Italia. Rapsodi offre musica in streaming e download.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. So, we're going over the news of the week. Phone number again is 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380, politicalbombshow.cf. Leave a message on our message board. So, let's see. What tickles my fancy? I'm not even British. Why am I saying that? Let's see. Giant operation against wildlife crime in 92 countries. Let's see what this is about. So, yeah, this one really bothers me. I don't like it when people kill animals just for the sport of it, or even though I have my hunting license, but I wouldn't kill for the sport of it. If I'm not going hunting for food to eat, I don't think I'm going to do it for the sport of it. I just think it's wrong. It's just not something that I'm planning on doing. And people who goes to like Africa, for instance, and hunt these elephants for their tusk. It's really heartbreaking. And if I had the money to support, I don't know if you call them vigilantes or mercenaries, I guess, that goes out and kills these poachers, I would support them, because it's just not right. And China's to blame. It's these idiots in China who are buying all these illegal tusks and ivory. Then I heard about this new thing where they're in Africa again, and it seems like Africa is the place that they're targeting to kill all these animals. But they're targeting Africa again for, I think they're going after farmers' goats, if I'm not mistaken. No, I'm sorry, not goats, donkeys. They're going after the donkeys in Africa. And it's really troublesome. First of all, they're taking the donkeys from people who need them to do their daily work in Africa there. But that aside, killing the donkey. And what are they killing the donkey for? To get the skin of the donkey. Why are they getting the skin for the donkey? Because they want in China to use, make some type of a gel, or from the gel on in the inside of the skin. They want to make some kind of a, for lack of, something that helps impotence, so they're not impotent. Why don't you just use Viagra? It would make more sense. It just angers me. People who go out and kill these animals just for that, they deserve to be killed, honestly. If I had the money to pay mercenaries to do it, I would, because I just don't have the strength. Like, I wouldn't know how to be a mercenary or anything like that, but I would definitely dish some money out for them to go in and take out the pieces of trash who does this. But anyways, this is a story from Paris. It says, nearly 100 countries took part in a globe-spanning crackdown on illegal wildlife trade, seizing tons of meat, ivory. There you go, we talk about ivory. Pangolin, I don't know what that is. Pangolin skills and timber. So, yeah, I'm glad that they're cracking down on it. It's really unfortunate. The people who do that, they shouldn't be thrown in jail. They really should be killed. Huh? They just should be killed. Just get rid of them. Honestly, it's angering. I don't like people who do that. Just kill, and like, why would you just go and kill a innocent animal just for no reason, just because you want to be greedy and you want money? It's so sickening. Oh, Lord, it makes me so upset. Let's see. What else we got here? What? There's a study here. It says, mosquitoes, remember your smell? And SWAT? What is this? Let's see what this story is all about. Mosquitoes might like your smell, but they remember your SWAT. What are they saying? That mosquitoes are smarter than you think. They remember your smell, but they remember your SWAT. Let's see. This is from Blacksburg, Virginia. And it says, many states, especially in those in the South, often refer to mosquitoes as their state bird. A dry joke making light of a high prevalence. It's not even funny to me. Blah, blah, blah. Whether it's fear in the itchy wealth. I remember that in St. Thomas. Mosquitoes used to bite all the time. I used to play a game with them. I would let them land on me. And once they stuck their, I don't know what we call that, stinger in, and they started sucking the blood, and they were fat on the blood, I would tense my hand. And when I tensed my hand, they couldn't pull their stinger out, and the blood kept flowing and flowing until they exploded. So I used to have a little fun with that. I know, I was a kid, what do you expect? Kids are stupid. But anyway, the study conducted by researchers in Virginia Tech confirmed what scientists already suspected, that mosquitoes remember the taste and smell of the human blood and often pick on an individual whose blood is sweeter to them. Wow. That's something. Use your mosquito repellent. That's all I gotta say. Let's see what else we got here. More tigers live in backyards than in the wild. That's really something. And I bet it's because of the poachers. They kill them in the wild, and that's why they live more in backyards. Let's see. More tigers live in the U.S. backyards than in the wild. Is this catastrophic? That must be a rhetorical question. Yes, it's catastrophic, of course. They're not meant to be living in U.S. backyards. They're meant to be in the wild, in the jungle. So let's see. It is easier to buy a tiger in some states than to adopt a rescued dog. Wow. And only 6% of the animals are housed in approved facilities. This is bad for the big cats and for humans. Let's see. I didn't even know this was going on. You learn something every day, as they say. According to the estimates, the population of tigers in people's back gardens in the U.S. outnumbered them in the wild. 7,000 of the big cats live in the U.S. captivity, whereas despite increases, there are as few as only 3,890 in the wild. So that's a big difference. Yeah, that's wild. Wow. I did not know that. Did not know that at all. Mosquitoes remember the smell. Wow. I don't think I've been bit by a mosquito in a while. I don't want to be bit by a mosquito. Especially with the mosquitoes aren't like the mosquitoes when I was growing up. These suckers have, what do you call it? Is it West Nile? I don't know. They have something that's going around. That Zika? Is it Zika? Some of them may have Zika too. Let's see here. Let's go out to a flashback. Flashback. I don't have any flashback music. And that's my stupid effect with my mouth. Okay, flashback. Immigrant detainee's family sues Obama and the government for wrongful death. Let's see. Now this piques my attention here. Family of immigrant detainee sues President Obama and the government for wrongful death. Well, what's the wrongful death? What happened here? This one is from Los Angeles. A local family says it will sue President Barack Obama and several federal agencies because their loved one, an immigrant being held in various detention centers, died while waiting to get medical treatment. Nancy Luna fought back tears Friday as she discussed her husband's ordeal. At a news conference Friday, Amy Johnson, Luna said her husband had type 2 diabetes and his care was neglected. I mean, I'm human. I do feel bad, but again, keyword being illegal, they shouldn't even be here. It should be back wherever they came from. That's just my take on it. I'm not. If you want to see my stance on illegal immigration, go back and look at that podcast. I'm not going to get into it here, but yeah, that's that. Let's see what we got here. Dem candidates vow to dump Pelosi. Well, looky here. Bad for us, Republican. I wanted to stay there. She is a wreck. Her and what's that other witch? I can't even think of the one who says, impeach, 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 impeach. Shut up. What's her name? Maxine Waters. Yeah, her. They need to stay with the Democrats. Stay in there. Democrat candidates vow to dump Pelosi. A growing number of hopefuls say they won't back her for a speaker if Democrats win the House. Pelosi has little margin for error. The woman is a psychotic. And if you just listen to her talk, it's just not even funny. Yeah, I hope they keep her. Because like I said, the more she and Maxine Water talks, the better off we are. So let's see here. So it seems like France prime minister or president, whatever the hell he is. It says He's picking October 17 to legalize. Oh, it's in Canada. I'm sorry, I got the wrong country. Marijuana to be legal in Canada October 17th. So, yeah, more dummies. Again, you can see some of my podcasts from before this one. My thoughts on that. There's a reason they call it dope. Put it that way. Especially if you're a teenager. Bots poised to wreak havoc in the midterm elections. What kind of bots? Let's see. Experts, yeah, what are you expert in? Expert says bots are poised to wreak havoc. I think it's wreak. Bots are poised to wreak havoc in 2018 midterm election. How do they know this? Because they're probably the ones that are going to do it. It says here, American democracy still has a glaring propaganda problem. Automatic bot accounts that spread disinformation. Tell me about it. The bots are in full force. Like, I still have Twitter, and whatever. If I, for fun, I'll put a false story, like a story saying I don't like Trump anymore, and they'll all jump in and tell me all kinds of crazy stuff. And then when I change it up, then they get really mad and they start attacking me. Or in the other flip side of it, you have Trump bots. You actually do have Trump bots where basically it's all positive Trump. Like if I have a gripe with the president and I put it on my Twitter, I get attacked left and right. Well, I'm not going to, I love that he's doing, but if there's something I disagree with, I'm not going to just bite my tongue. It doesn't matter that I like the president, I do. But I'm not going to bite my tongue. Okay, let's see here. Oh, this guy, Bloomberg, is such an idiot. Bloomberg to spend $80 million on what? What do you spend $80 million on? A dildo to... No, never mind. So, Michael Bloomberg will spend $80 million on midterms. His goal is to flip the House for the Democrats. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I just don't think it's going to happen. They talk about this big blue wave coming. I just don't see a wave of anything. A wave of crap. That's what I see. So go on, Bloomberg. Spend your millions. Why don't you throw a couple my way and stop wasting it on a lost cause there. I'll use it for good. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, here's something. I got to do a show on this, by the way. Severe obesity rate surging in rural America. You hear that, Enrique? I got this this coworker I work with. He's such a flaming liberal. I could remember the first day I worked with him. I didn't know him and he didn't know me. But it took me 2 seconds to figure out how liberal he was. And how he was saying how great of a President Obama was, I lost it. And remember, I was new at the place. I just lost it. I couldn't take him. To this day, I just can't. He calls me a Nazi. And yet he's the one that's closer to being a Nazi. Then he tells me that I'm going to be deported, knowing I'm from St. Thomas. He keeps saying I'm from Haiti. I know I'm not from Haiti. He keeps saying, oh, you go back to your asshole. You go back to Haiti. So I just make things up about him too. I told him, why don't he go back to Cuba on a Cuban cigar boat or something. But anyway, what was I saying? Let's see, severe obesity. Let's look this up. People are getting fatter. Let's see. Fat is the new slim. So the media will try to portray it, but it's not the new slim. I have to do a segment on obesity. It's just ridiculous. Severe obesity rates have been on the rise nationwide since the turn of the century. Yeah, I'm not going to get into too much about this because I'm going to do a segment on that. So we're not going to talk about that. Let's just glaze over that. Big banks embrace pay by voice. What's this? I've never heard of this one. Pay by voice? How do you pay by voice? Well, this looks like one of those Google speakers or whatever you call these, or Alexa, that's it. I don't trust the Alexa. I've seen horror stories on how in the middle of the night she just outbursts for no reason and she's creepy. So I don't know about it. I was thinking about getting one until I started seeing stories like that. I was like, you know what, Alexa? No, I'm not going to get that. It says here, in June 14, it's a couple of days ago, 2018. Let's see, the vice president of what is this? Omnichannel banking at the U.S. bank discussed voice assistant banking. Yeah, I just don't think honestly that the technology is ready for it. It's going to be too many errors. I think even with my phone with Siri, I have a Apple phone, and sometimes she doesn't understand me. I ask her to do something, and she just completely gets it wrong. So I don't think that the technology is there yet. I don't think it's ready. I wouldn't use it anyway. If it was up to me, I would not be using it. So that's just my take on it. Urgent need to prepare for a man-made virus attack. So let's see what this is about. My computer was acting funny. It's still acting funny. But I do put a lot of pressure on this computer. I really need to go with a Mac. And I keep saying I'm going to get one because Windows is just gets too much problem. Let's see. Synthetic biology raises risk of new bioweapons, U.S. reports. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not going to get into this much. Let's see here. Oh boy, this is a sick one. Woman may have severed ex-lover's remains. Why do people do things like this? Let's look this up. What? It's just sick. Speaking of sick, I saw this movie, Hereditary. Oh my goodness. I didn't know I was getting into. I didn't look at the reviews or really previews. Basically, I wanted to go see Jurassic Park, but it doesn't come out until, well, technically tomorrow, but really Friday, and it didn't come out, so I was like, all right, I'm already here, I want to go see something, and that was the one that was on around the time frame I was there, so I took a look at it, and the only thing I could describe this movie was weird, it was creepy, it was satanic, just odd, really odd movie. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff, it was like a cross between Poltergeist, Exorcist, Seeker, Dare, Hide, what's that one, I can't even think of the name, Truth or Dare. It was a cross between with three of those movies. Let's see, something just popped up on my screen. Watch Trump live. He holds a campaign rally in Minnesota. Yeah, we're not gonna tune into that. I will get the gist of it later on. And if he said anything important, I'll break the news before my week cycle of next week. But let's go back to this. Michigan woman may have severed ex-lover's remains. At UP barbecue? Yeah, this woman looks really sick. Wow. If you've ever seen the end of a movie, yeah, tell me about it. It sounds like the end of a movie. This woman is sick. Yeah, I'm not reading any more of this. You can look it up if you're into that kind of stuff. Let's see here. What else we got here? Okay, I don't really see any much more that I want to read. But let's see. I do want to play a parody for you. A parody that I found it to be really funny. It's if you're into hip-hop, there's a rapper called Drake. And so the parody was based on one of his songs named God Plan. But they changed it to Trump Plan. And Trump's plan is, it's funny the way how they did it. So let me play that right now.
Yeah, they're spreading fake news about me. Listen closely, people. I've been doing numbers like no one before me. Trying to get off Twitter is a struggle for me. Don't you turn on CNN, they're lying about me. I'm the badass Kim Jong-un is trying to be.
Yeah,
it felt so good when I fired Comey. You should hear the bully was talking about me. Look, there are no others that outwin me. I'm like really smart, I do things quickly. Trump's plan. I'ma build that freaking wall,
yeah,
way. Guess who's paying Mexico,
yeah,
way. Gonna be 50 feet tall,
so tall.
When my daughter's H.O.T.,
so hot.
I would date her if not me,
so true.
Yes, I said that on TV,
that I did,
but still. Fake news, there's a lot of fake news that they're spreading about me. Specifically Don Lemon, what a loser. Listen, fake news, there's a lot of fake news that they're spreading. They're spreading it about me, people, so much fake news. They say my hands are tiny, I tell them they are lying. I open up big jars and I do it very finely. Jelly jam on my PB, spread it widely. Ain't no can, then I cannot open, try me. And they know me, yeah. Gonna be the first to have a term 3,
true.
Doing huge things, that is so me. Tell these shithole countries they can blow me. Trump's plan. I can do this on my own,
yeah,
way. Change the world with just my phone,
yeah,
way. I don't need to leave my room,
no way.
For my daughter's H.O.T.,
so hot.
I would date her if not me,
so true.
Yes, I say that on TV,
that I did,
but still. Well, fake news. There's a lot of fake news that they're spreading. They're spreading it about me, people. They're spreading it. So much spreading going on. Listen. Fake news. There's a lot of fake news that they're spreading and spreading. They're spreading and spreading and spreading about me. Absolutely ridiculous. Ew, 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 yeah.
Hey, Mr. Trump, there's an audio message waiting for you. Should we open it up for you?
Yes, please do. It's most likely Mexico calling to talk about the war. Press play.
So there you have it, Trump's plan. All right, so speaking of Trump's plan, he signed the executive order today. And well, let's listen to what he says and then I'll comment.
This executive order.
Thank you very much. We're signing an executive order. I consider to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. So step by step, just like we dealt with North Korea, we dealt with Iran, we dealt with an economy that was heading in the wrong direction, we dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been gone on for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally. With that, I'd ask Mike Pence, Vice President, if he'd like to say anything.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I think what the President's made clear is we believe it's a false choice between whether we are a country of law and order, a country with borders, and a country that demonstrates the compassion and the heart of the American people and respect for families. By taking this action, the President will make it possible for us to continue to engage in enforcing the law against individuals who violate our law, come into our country illegally. But now we'll be able in that prosecution in the immediate days forward to keep families together as that goes forward. But we are calling on Congress to change the laws in this regard and in a broad range of areas that will secure our borders and give us strength and confidence that we are once again going to take the steps necessary to end the crisis of illegal immigration in America.
So I think he was backed into a corner there and he was getting pressured. You had the Pope, you had everyone just talking about, which I don't, my thing on immigration, like I said, illegal immigration there, about as far as they're being separated from their family. Well, how about you not separate them and take them all out, back out of the country at the same time? That's just my take on it. I'm not gonna flex on it. That's my take on it. I'm not gonna soften my stance on it. They shouldn't be here. And that's just, I'm not gonna change my mind on that. I don't care if I was boycotted by a million bots. I'm not going to change my mind. It's not happening. But I don't see anything wrong with this. Doesn't make or break it for me. Like, if he runs in 2020, which apparently I think he is, yes, he'll be getting my vote again. This isn't gonna make or break. And it really doesn't matter being in this liberal state of Massachusetts. Speaking of wits, I saw this funny. I'll see if I can find this. There was something funny. A Texas billboard. Where? Let's see if I can find this story. I think I probably already got rid of it. But from memory, it had this this billboard in Texas. This billboard telling liberals to continue on out on Route 40, whatever, and keep leaving the state. I guess it got so much backlash that they're taking the billboard down, but I thought it was some funny stuff. Really funny stuff. But this doesn't make or break it with me for the president. I mean, I think he should just, you know, kick them all out because they shouldn't be here, but this doesn't make or break it in anything for me. So that's it for this week. This news week cycle, as far as news goes. But in between, I'll be talking about different things. Let me know what you want me to talk about. I'll be interviewing different people as well. If you want to be interviewed, you have something to say, just let us know. But at any rate, you could call us at 413-728-9380 or text us or leave a message on our message board on politicalbombshow.cf. And hopefully we will hear from you and have a good weekend. Is it a weekend? No, it's not a weekend. It's still the middle of the week. Hump day. Feels like a weekend because I've been on vacation this week. So it's just been a nice relaxing time for me. And I'm, like I said, I can't wait to go visit the Bronx Zoo. It's going to be amazing. And I'll let you know how that goes. So take care.
Political Bombshell.
Okay, so tell us about the new book. What's that? Is that based off of fiction, nonfiction?
These books are religious books of a Christian character. And the new book that's coming out is a book on the parables in the New Testament.
Advertise on our show and help grow your business by visiting advertisecast.com.
/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318. We will help your business to grow in leaps and bounds. Visit advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Hi, I'd like to tell you about a story about a little boy who was bullied and was sad and depressed due his childhood. He grew up to be a positive role in society. You can read his story on Amazon Kindle for only $7.50. The book is called The Real Ray Dog. The Real Ray Dog. Pick it up. It's a good read.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bombs. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.